The Hitlers of the 21st century, they will have the ability not just to wage destructive wars. With tools like AI and bioengineering, they will actually be able to re-engineer the human body and mind, which is something the Nazis dreamt about. They always talked about creating the superhumans, the new humans. They couldn't do it. They didn't have the technology. Now imagine a new Nazi regime in the 21st century that uses technology to re-engineer new humans. Now, even if this regime eventually falls, the new humans, the new human bodies and minds would be there. They can permanently alter the course of human evolution in a way that the Nazis couldn't, the Soviets couldn't, no previous regime could. When somebody tells me how they are now using CRISPR to try and overcome Parkinson, I think, what would Stalin have done with it?
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
We are on the verge, perhaps, of creating the first inorganic life forms. Mm-hmm. After 4 billion years of evolution, you know, it's a very, very long time, 4 billion years. And we've seen so many different types of organisms, but actually we've seen just one type of life. All of life from amoebas and dinosaurs to us and to tomatoes, it's just organic biochemistry. That's it. And we are now on the verge, perhaps, of creating the first inorganic life forms. And on the one hand, it strengthens this feeling that we are doing something unnatural, even though this is not the case. We are perhaps just extending life to more natural realms.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front. Particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You could turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
So this story really starts with DNA. You probably know that DNA is the code of life that gives cells the ability to function, gives organisms the ability to develop. Imagine that we had a tool whereby we could actually fix individual mutations in DNA, much like you would do with a word processor to cut and paste and edit text. What if we had a text editor for DNA in cells? And it turns out that now we do. We were able to engineer this as a two-component system, a single protein and a single RNA that provides scientists with the ability to program this enzyme as a molecular scalpel to cut double-stranded DNA at sites that are directed by this piece of RNA.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism. Mm-hmm. And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point.
Using CRISPR, you could actually change the DNA that would determine your baby's eye color. Whoa.